We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
He said, "Niet." Niet in the net. Told you Bob was shutting that ass down. Third period goals. You guys are adorable. You thought you were getting some of them? No. No.
So now you're good to interview him without, the interview can live on.
Oh, it's going to be a great day today. Me and Bob get to chuckle it up. We don't have to talk about serious stuff. Two shutout third periods in a row. Nothing past him. I want to see if this Huberto's okay, because he got one right in the chops. By the way, you know what's hilarious, Leroy?
What's hilarious?
We spent ourselves, I don't know, a few days talking about this Myles Garrett controversy and swinging a helmet. I saw two gentlemen yesterday on the ice just actively throwing hockey sticks at each other's faces until one of them fell. Unfortunately, it was our boy Hooby Dooby Doo. And he went down. His face was bleeding. But you know what? Did he cry? Did he cry like a little baby? No. You know what he did when his knee hit the ice? He got back up and started fighting again. But is there any calls for the Flyers gentlemen to be suspended for life? To be banned from hockey? No. No. We're fine.
I tell you what. That's all fine and great. But as soon as one man spit on another man, he's out.
All hell broke loose.
Spitting
is disgusting.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I have never seen a grown man lose his stuff more than when I've seen somebody get spit on.
Yeah, because it's horrible. It's a horrible thing to do.
But think about it. Like, let's put it in perspective. Yeah, it's nasty. It's disgusting. But it says more about what a person is trying to do to you and what a person thinks of you than any other crime against man.
Yeah, it's just a disrespectful act.
Getting kicked in the junk or getting spit on?
Spit on is definitely worse.
Ooh.
Yeah, he took one right in the kisser. Right in the kisser, and then it was go time again. And unfortunately for Myers, they got themselves an old double minor. So 4 minutes, power play for the Panthers. Didn't really matter. The score didn't change until they pulled their goalie and Katz got another empty net.
Oh, that's nothing.
But watch this. Watch his face, because he's going to start another one of the Flyers starts chirping. And look at that, just that mouthful of blood.
That's nothing.
What do you mean that's nothing? He just got...
No, wait a minute.
Give me another sport where that's happening.
It happened to me.
Oh, is this the lip story again?
The lip story? What are you talking about? With a mouthpiece in, I felt air going in my mouth.
Ew.
And my mouth was closed. That's not the worst part. Here's how you know how hurt you are. When you look at film on TV and you're watching TV,
yep.
If somebody's really hurt, both teams are waving in the medical team, right?
Yep.
When you see, oh, you go, oh boy, something's wrong. I get back into the huddle and everybody's staring at me like something's wrong.
Right.
And so then I start feeling around, like I say, hey, where's my lip? Couldn't even feel it.
Look at this. He takes the stick right to the chops.
You're gonna look, and watch the guy throw his hands up.
Yep, he goes under the
watch the guy
right there. Boom.
Oh, come on,
dude.
Look.
His tooth got knocked out.
Wasn't trying to do it.
I know, but look, he still used a piece of equipment. Myers is going to be fine. He's going to be out on the ice. He got, 2 minute penalty, back out on the ice.
Right.
No bigs.
Well, no. You can't. Like, having a hockey stick. Well, here. What Myles Garrett did would have been equivalent to if a hockey player swung his hockey stick like a baseball bat.
Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah, but
I think somebody got charged with assault for that.
Right, but that's my point.
Yeah, but I mean, it's really.
Wait, you just. Oh my goodness! Just, you just made
just because Miles Garrett, this dude Myers, he's got better aim. He was more efficient. Boom! Those quick shots you don't see.
Well, I mean, when a guy's looking for his chiclet on the ice,
they're out there playing American Gladiators. They're jousting. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are
What's
you?
What's happening?
You guys already know that the Panthers won last night, beating the Flyers 5-2.
Yep.
Bobrovsky, 35 saves. He did shut him out in the third period.
Dude, he was all over the place. Quick like a cat for the Cats.
And finally, it feels like it's been an entire offseason, but the Heat are finally back in action
finally,
tonight.
Finally, it's about time.
Come on, man. Now, am I the only one that feels this way about this ridiculousness?
No, everybody's jonesing, man. Everybody's really
But it's not even jonesing.
It's not like they've been coming off a rigorous road trip where they need the time off. No. They were just at home on
Saturday. Look, if you ever notice how the NFL kind of tries to do it, like your bye week is usually always around that London trip or whatever. Like, they try to strategically place your bye week. Why can't basketball do that? When you go on that circus trip out west, traveling, then give them 3 days off.
Yeah, they will. I mean, but I don't know what the deal is with this one. This one's just very strange.
The season could be so much, I guess the word I'm looking for is efficient. The way how they schedule it and stuff like that. Like who was it who came down and then flew to New York right after the game? Or remember a team came down here and got in at 5:30 in the morning?
But that was Detroit.
That was Detroit.
Detroit, that shouldn't happen.
No,
It happens all the time in the NBA this time of year and during the winter. And it's almost like even – everybody's talking about how rigorous and long the schedule is. The schedule is that way, and it feels that way because how the games are scheduled.
Yeah.
And how much money do you have to make before you figure that out?
I don't think they're going to figure it out, man.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if the NFL is going to add games, you best believe they're going to take that into account.
I mean, you know, Roger Goodell's out here. He's like, yeah, you know, 17 games. I mean, it honestly could be better for the players' health.
I would say this from the standpoint of that. Where coaches feel you need to practice, I think sometimes players, you know, if you're professional, would rather not practice. Like, I remember, like, with Bill, we practice in pads on Wednesdays and Thursdays, like full pads, full contact, the whole nine yards. And then when I got to Minnesota, we put on pads maybe once or twice a year after we played a bad game. So I had to look for my pads on Fridays when we traveled. That's how different it was. So I know from the standpoint of that. That being said, in the beginning of the year, nobody can tackle. So I get torn when I see so many missed tackles in the beginning of the year that guys can't.
Yeah, but that's not going to, like, from this standpoint, that, I mean, you would think if this does go down to 17 games, yeah, practice is only going to get lighter. Like, that's going to be the give on that stuff.
I think it's the responsibility of the coaches to protect their players.
Yeah, like I get you, but like I don't know, man. Like, we're getting through these years, and it feels like players, it's getting harder and harder for players to get through a year healthy. Like, you want to add a game, it just seems hugely irresponsible.
And you can't add one game.
No, that's what they want to do. 17
and do 2-game preseason.
I guess.
Yeah, and then you'd have one neutral site game for everybody.
Okay, so that's what they're going to have more game. They're going to add a game to have more games across the thing. Now, believe it or not, during my career, I had double bye weeks.
Yeah.
I had the double bye week. And guess what I'm going to tell you?
What?
It sucked. You know why? Because I had Bill Belichick as my coach, and we would rather get ready for a game as hard as we practice on those two bye weeks.
Yeah, it makes sense. What else you got, Robbie?
And bad news yesterday, Mark Walton, he got cut from the Miami Dolphins. We even waited for him to come back from suspension, and he got...
Yeah, not a good dude.
I guess my four down territory when I said waiting for the comeback of Mark Walton. Come on, man. Look, how about this? When you get more opportunities, second opportunities, some people just don't realize, you know, that this is another opportunity. But he was going to play. Not only get another opportunity, people were looking forward to his return.
No doubt. Former Kane on the Dolphins, looking right. like he's making good on his second chance, and then you punch your pregnant girlfriend multiple times in the face. Can't have that on your football team.
No, and I knew there was no... Once I heard the story, I'm like... They can't keep.
I mean, he got arrested three times this past January.
He's already on suspension for multiple arrests.
Right.
Like
what do you
can't have that on your football
now?
Team.
I will say this, and I know this is going to. I mean, some people might not like this. Sometimes guys like that, the worst thing you could do is take football away from them because they have no structure. So instead of missing the thing that he enjoys or that pays the bills or whatever, he reverts back to, I got nothing to do. I'm going to just go out and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't have to be somewhere in the morning and because he doesn't have to, his day isn't scheduled.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how to get around that because you want to punish them. He deserves to be punished.
I get
but
what
understand
you're saying.
Like under certain circumstances, it's like without, making it worse.
Like without the job, he's a worse person.
Right. Or just he has no purpose. Or how about the guys that get suspended for drugs? Like, what probably keeps them out of trouble is going to practice every day and being around a facility every day.
The drugs thing is different to me because I feel like addiction is different than doing something pretty
evil.
It is.
But at the same time, you still have structure and it gives you, you know, that time of the day or it consumes so much time during the day that it takes your mind off and gets you away from that alone time and that addiction. You know, I've always seen, you know, in all the situations that involve certain kids, certain men and certain guys that are troubled and have problems and issues, that the one thing that makes it worse is being by themselves. I mean, you look at Antonio Brown, if he's at practice, he's fine and he's working hard and he's a consummate professional.
He's I mean, it's like every day there's a new tweet, there's a new posting. Oh, Eagles, sign me. Kraft, I'm kind of sorry. Although, did you see Tom Brady's like liking his apologies on Twitter? He's like, hey, maybe we can get this going for the home stretch.
What do you think the chances
of a comeback? Is he allowed to come back?
He hasn't. I don't think he's officially been suspended for anything.
He hasn't been suspended.
But has he talked to the NFL? Like, isn't he supposed to do that whole process?
I thought he had like an 8-hour powwow meeting with the NFL.
Wouldn't it be something if this is all like, hey, tell me this doesn't piss you off. Now I'm pissed.
Oh.
Okay? First of all, the Patriots got him and paid him almost the same amount of money he was going to lose. Right? Which... You're supposed to get a pay cut when you leave a job like that.
Yep.
Not really. Didn't really get a pay cut. He gets kicked away again.
Yep. For being dumb.
For being dumb. Right? And that same team may sign him.
I don't think they're going to sign him, dude.
You know, what are the chances? Now, if there's any organization that would do it, who would it be? It would be them.
I don't feel like it would be them, man, because
really?
doesn't Belichick just strike you as no distractions guy? He's got his best defense ever.
And here's the problem.
In the old days, it would be Cincinnati.
100%.
Yeah. Or the Raiders.
Or the Raiders.
But think about this. From a business standpoint, to get a $13 or $14 million player for minimum.
Nah. Ooh. Not going to happen.
Not, he hasn't done anything illegal.
He made spa jokes about the owner.
Has not done anything illegal.
Didn't the reports come out after it happened that Robert Kraft says, I don't care what a court rules, I'm not paying him? You can't do that. And he's just like, oh yeah, watch me.
Okay. Nah. Would it be the most shocking thing?
I would be pretty shocked.
Yeah?
I would be upset and I would be shocked.
Why would you be upset? Oh, because Antonio Brown's playing for the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots.
Isn't that how it works though?
I'm just tired of them getting their way.
Isn't that how it works?
I like the fact that Tom Brady's sulking. He's like,
right now,
our offense isn't the strength of the team.
Right now.
Our defense is the strength. It's like, yeah, you know what? Guess what? You're 100 years old. You eat that and stop trying to make Gronk play football.
Okay, let's take all the off-the-field stuff off the board because I don't know whether, you know, with all these allegations or whatever, don't know where that is. So I'm going to just say that's not there for right now.
You're saying if he's eligible.
Right. Correct. Okay.
No, he's not coming back.
If you're the Dolphins?
No.
You wouldn't kick the tires?
Well, I mean, if one thing the Dolphins have proven this season is that they don't have a desperation of need of receivers like they did before
Correct.
The season started.
Yeah.
I think the other thing, too, is, I mean, the Dolphins have really done the thing where they've kicked the tires on talented guys. It really hasn't worked out.
Taco Fall!
Taco's about the only one, but like.
Preston Williams?
No, Preston Williams doesn't count because Preston Williams
they
signed him outright. I'm talking about like Mark Walton having issues.
But on the football field, a lot of that stuff worked.
Yeah, but it didn't. But the problems of him, it ended up coming back up. Kim Dichie,
he was terrible from the start though.
He was terrible. Josh Rosen, I mean, really,
is that his fault though?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's his fault.
Why? He's young. Hey, man.
Has the Josh Rosen thing worked?
It hasn't.
All right, we got to take a break. Robbie's breaking his arm, wrapping us up. We will get to 15 minutes of heat coming up next.
15 minutes of heat.
Oh, yeah, baby. Finally, your favorite basketball team is back in action tonight. The Miami Heat are taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers yet again. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selections of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. 7:30 tip-off from the American Airlines Arena. For only a few more weeks, right? That name is going to go bye-bye, I would assume.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it supposed to end up at 2020? It's supposed to be a new
name? Was it December 31st?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they don't know what the name's going to be yet?
I think there was a report. They said TD Bank was like the leading candidate.
Yeah. I heard that.
Other than them, Bang Bros Center is the only other viable option. So, I mean, you tell me what you'd rather be, the BBC or the TD.
You honestly think that has a chance of happening?
I don't feel like it should be so quickly dismissed.
Well, and especially since Boston already has a TD Garden. So
yeah, I don't like that.
I don't want to copy Boston.
I don't like that. I had a hard enough time sharing American Airlines Center with the Dallas Mavericks, who are just an awful franchise. By the way, did you see their City Edition jerseys?
Whose?
Dallas.
No.
Oh. Oh, peep these, Leroy.
Are they worse than the Pacers last year, those tires that they had?
I say yes. I say yes.
I got to see this.
You got to go check it out, Robbie. It's on their Twitter account. I can't imagine they've had too many tweets. Check those out, Leroy. Look at those things. It looks like Play-Doh Ninja Turtles threw up on a blue jersey. It's terrible. It's a terrible jersey.
Oh!
Yeah, those are rough, huh? I retweeted it. You guys can see it at @Brendan_Tobin on Twitter.
It looks like somebody down in Wynwood made those jerseys.
This is what upsets me about them getting the Dirk Nowitzki thing. They're just the lamest. They're just the absolute lamest franchise. They get nobody. Like, look, Luka Doncic is awesome. He looks like an absolute superstar in the 40
point triple double the other
day. Yeah, that guy's awesome. Go figure. They fall ass backwards into the two best Euros of basketball history. But I mean, these jerseys are just such crap. I can't wait for the Heat jerseys to come out. I think they're coming out soon. Because, listen, these Heat, they're no dummies. I mean, let's be real about it. Holiday season's right around the corner. You know you want those Vice jerseys out on the shelf. So
are they going with the blue ones this year, right?
That's the rumor. I know we haven't gotten official word yet, but everybody says that the Vice jerseys this year, they're going to be Miami blue. So that'll be a cool look. I still think that the black ones are the best ones. Although, you know what I like? I don't feel like they got enough of a chance. Like, I see a lot of people rocking the pink ones at the arena.
They only got like two games.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the guys weren't that much. Remember Udonis was just like pink jersey. Really? But I thought they looked cool. I thought they were a nice look. So I don't, you know, I see those. I see a lot of people wear those around the arena, but the blue ones will be interesting.
I gotta be honest. One of my things I hate about all these this NBA uniform fiasco is seeing the road team wear the white uniforms. So when the Heat wore the pink Vice jerseys, the road team would still have to wear their dark uniform, and like when the Heat wore the black Vice uniforms, that usually meant the road team had to wear the white uniform, which is looks so stupid.
I know, man, but you know what? It's changed anyway. Like this year, they've been wearing their black jerseys at home.
Yeah, I know.
It's been weird.
They've been doing it all the time. It's the wild, wild west now in the NBA.
And you know, it's the opposite in football.
I know.
It is the opposite of football. Home
the team, Dolphins wore their teals this week. It was weird. They normally they're the rare team that wears their whites at home.
No, Cleveland does it too. Because when it's hot, you don't want poop brown on your back.
Well, yeah. So, now in November, they bust it out.
Right. So in the winter, we would wear our dark at home. But in the summer, when it's like 95, 100, early in the season, we'd wear white at home.
And the Dolphins, they usually only bust out their teal or their orange uniforms for night games. But now, since they don't get too many night games at home anymore, you got to bust them out in November.
Well, yeah, and then the big thing is usually whenever the Dolphins have a big game, they're rocking the throwbacks. Like that's been their thing the last few years, which is cool. I liked the white throwbacks this year. Those were nice.
Should be the primary uniforms.
Yeah, this is an argument that everybody makes because everybody believes this, but they should just go back to them. Honestly, we did uniforms better in the 90s, okay? Heat, Dolphins,
Marlins.
The Dolphins uniforms look the same. What are you talking about?
No, they don't. The Dolphins completely different. He looks like a SeaWorld logo.
I'm going to tell you this. That all brown that the Browns wear?
The ones they wear now?
Yeah.
You're not a fan?
No.
No.
I was a big fan, like, growing up when Brian Sipe, when they would wear the orange pants with the white top.
Yeah, that was cool.
Those were cool. But
I like the Canes fixed it. Like the Canes, when they went back to Adidas, they kind of went back to the old school look. I like that. But yeah.
That has nothing to do with the Canes.
Nothing made me happier this week when we did Marlins vests and we did throwback weekend. That was beautiful.
We had to jump in the pool as a sacrifice of the gods.
Yeah, that was, oh man, that was a good time. I love the old Heat jerseys. I love it with the trim, all that stuff. I wish they would go back to those. I love the old Panthers logo with the jumping out Panther.
Oh yeah.
New Panther. Like, I have the least amount of qualms with the current Panther, 'cause I do like the secondary logo with the Panther on the state of Florida flag, but I liked the Panther. I like the old school logo with the palm tree and the hockey stick. Oh, I was a big fan of that. I mean, I love that logo.
The old Panther was like, wow, right out of your face.
In your face.
This one's a little bit more reserved Panther.
I think Bob had that logo to start the year. Now, I know he's wearing a different mask this month for charity with the new logo. But, yeah, man, I like that old school Panthers logo. But I feel like the Dolphins have the biggest gap of their current jersey and current uniform. People, the amount that people hate that compared to how much they love the old jerseys, I think that's the widest gap. I think that's the widest gap.
I think the Marlins, when the Marlins had the lower year jerseys, I think that gap might have been wider.
I didn't mind those so much. I felt like they could have. I liked the jerseys. The thing that was a little goofy about the old Marlins logo was there was like 100 colors in it. Like you couldn't make up your mind. I was actually going to go buy. You know, it's funny. I have that as a light speed because I used to have the throwback. And one time I went to re-register my car, and they just gave me a new license plate with the new Marlins logo, which I don't like. So when I re-registered my car this month, I was like, all right, time for a new logo. And then I just see the price in the car, and I'm just like, what am I doing? I'm going to spend $100 on a stupid license plate.
What?
It's expensive. It's expensive to change your license plate. You know, it's like, so should I just spend standard fee to just get the yellow sticker, or am I going to do a complete new plate? I just went with a good sticker. I'm not going to the pockets for that one. Either way, let's get to some Heat talk here. You know what? We'll push back 15 minutes of Heat because we did 8 minutes of uniform talk. Jimmy Butler spoke yesterday. He had some interesting things to say about his happiness with the Heat. And Pat Riley speaking on the state of the franchise. Yeah, so impromptu Pat Riley side conversations. We'll hear from the Godfather coming up next.
Your handbag.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We got Robbie running the show. Panthers get a win last night, 5-2 over the Philadelphia Flyers. Bob dominating in the third period. He doesn't lose to his former team. You know that, right, Robbie? He's like, he's I think lost three times in his career total to the team that drafted him, the Philadelphia Flyers. Owns him.
It's the petty is strong.
The petty is strong. He knows about them revenge games. You think he knows about revenge games?
Everyone
knows about revenge games, let's be honest. So the Panthers get a win yesterday. They're back on the ice Thursday. They're hosting the Anaheim Ducks.
I would be concerned if he didn't know what the revenge game was.
I would be too. Everybody's got that in them, man. Everybody's got a little petty in them. You know, I know this Leroy likes to think, oh, everybody's not like you. Everyone's got a little petty about them, you know? And why wouldn't you recall what the revenge games are? It's just science. It just makes sense. So we got that going for you. But yesterday the Heat, they practiced again. News out of practice yesterday, we had Chris Silva. He was allowed to practice, which was good news. He hasn't been able to practice because they want to limit his days. And for those who don't know, he's on one of these two-way contracts. You get 45 days with the Heat. But if you don't practice, it doesn't count as a day. So what's going on is no practice for Chris Silva. He only comes to the games. And I think they're trying to stretch this out basically until January, and they can sign him to a full-time deal. And, you know, so it's good to see him. I know Spoelstra said with all the time off that they had, he didn't want to get him too much out of flow because he's been really good. Everybody's loving the way Chris Silva's playing, and you're hearing the comparisons. A lot of it reminds everybody a lot of Udonis Haslam, like the way he plays, what he was as a young guy. Now, you whippersnappers may not know this. I know a lot of you like to go back to the, oh, Udonis Haslam, all your bench jokes that we hit you with minus ones for because you're a bunch of ingrate youngins, okay? Udonis Haslam, I mean, his jumper from the baseline, it was wet, all right? Silky smooth, never met. Now, it went away once he stepped on Rudy Gay's foot. Then it was curtains, and it was never quite the same, except for a couple performances against the Pacers in the playoffs. Frank Vogel with his stupid face, like, ooh, Udonis Haslam. But I'm telling you, that jumper was automatic back in the day. Dirk Stopper days, 08, 09, and 2010,
oh yeah!
Mwah. Oh, that
finished
thing.
Off Dwayne Wade's triple double.
Yep. That thing was automatic. But yesterday you had a couple of things going on. So you had Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was at practice, and he was being asked, I believe, by Ethan Skolnick about his happiness with the Heat and why he's smiling all the time and why everything is just peachy keen for him and why things are so great. And it really is. Like I've told you guys, being around the team in the locker room, and it's like it's almost like the improv. You go there every night, and then the guys are joking back and forth. They're having fun with each other, interrupting media sessions all the time. While Jimmy's talking, you hear Bam talking. While Bam's talking, you hear Jimmy talking. Myers-Leonard will scream like a monster in the background. You'll wet your pants because he's got the scariest voice you've ever heard in your life. All that type of stuff. So yesterday, Jimmy Butler's asked about his happiness with the Heat, and here's what he had to say.
Hey, Jimmy.
See what I'm talking about? I got to pick where I wanted to go, first of all. So, of course, I'm going to pick where it makes me happy. You know what I mean? And that was that. The way that we go about stuff here, though, like, it fits me. I'm allowed to be me. That's why I'm constantly smiling, because me may be wrong to a lot of people, but here, me is good enough. We just care about competing, being a best version of yourself. We got some dogs that have a chip on their shoulder that come in every day and feel like they have something to prove.
And that's what's made him so happy, is that the fact that the Heat just accept him for him, and everybody going all over the place, like, you know, Minnesota, well, you know, be you, but, you know, don't hurt Karl Anthony Towns' feelings, and don't make fun of Ben Simmons' jumper, and, you know, let's take it easy, you know, Jimmy Butler. It's you know, ease up a little bit. And the Heat, they're like, no, we don't want the guy to ease up. We want him to be him. But again, once again, the Heat continue their theme of people interrupting the press conference. There's Tyler Hero adorably coming around Jimmy Butler, hugging him around the neck and hitting him with a Pinocchio voice.
Hey, Jimmy.
See what I'm talking about?
See? It's just nonstop. That's happening all the time around this team. They're having a lot of fun.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to be It's awesome when I've played on teams like that, and it's a little harder in football because it's not just 12, 13 guys or 14 guys. I want to see when they hit that first rough patch. You know what I mean? Not that it's going to change.
It's going to be tough, Leroy. But, they look like one of the best teams in the NBA, my friend. I don't know what to tell you.
You never miss a moment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you
do. I don't know what you're talking about. Did you hear Pat Riley yesterday?
No.
This Pat Riley, he's got some thoughts. He's got some thoughts in the 9-3. And you know, me and Pat Riley, we're like lockstep. You know, we think the same things. And this is what the Heat president had to say.
Signed Jimmy Butler. I knew we were going to be as good as or maybe better. Now, how much better would be dependent upon other factors. The performances of other players, and Myers Leonard going to fit in, our young players, and all of that stuff. So the development of Bam and Justice, you know, you just go on and on. And so, yes, I'm pleased. But I'm also, always wary of what's out there. So I'm pleased. The team's playing well. I think Spo's done a great job. Right from the summer league, we saw something. Development, we saw more. Guys getting ready for training camp, we saw more. In training camp, we saw a lot. Preseason, we saw a lot. I said, okay, let's get to the regular season. We saw a lot so far. So let's just see what the next 20 games brings. And so I'm excited about watching the team.
All right. So, you know, it's a good thing. I think you would call that, Leroy, cautiously optimistic. And as me and Riley always say, you don't want to count your chickens before they hatch.
I'm not even responding. Now we count chickens.
Yeah, you don't want to count your chickens before they hatch.
First there were obstacles.
Then there were none.
There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
And we didn't even know at the time he was talking about Kendrick Nunn, which is clearly just a diamond in the rough that they found. I wish I had the sound of this, but I don't, because I wanted. This sounds like there are obstacles, but there are tons of them, but there are none. But this is the quote that he has on the discipline he's had to issue out, because this is from the Miami Herald, that Riley did not want to address Deion Waiters or his ongoing 10-game suspension, but he did say that he's had to discipline players this season. He says, quote, "It's always disappointing. You've got to get a rear-view mirror, and that which has happened is in the rear-view mirror. It's transferred to the front mirror. You use the side mirrors to sort of adjust. Is that enough of a metaphor for you?"
Deep.
That's deep.
Deep what?
That's deep, man.
Stop!
What are you talking about?
That is ridiculous.
Nope. It's always disappointing. You got to get a rear view mirror, and that which has happened is in the rear view mirror. It's been transferred to the front mirror, and you use the side mirrors to sort of adjust. Is that enough of a metaphor for you?
That's exactly right.
No, that's my mind getting blown.
I don't know if I was driving into work this morning. What's going on here?
What do you mean what's going
on? Am I not ready to receive DeRiley this morning?
I don't know. Are you not?
I think I need breakfast.
Need some empanadas to fill you up, to really appreciate the wisdom of Riles?
I got
to
be on the road. I can't go too big.
Oh, no.
You know. Hey, that's the worst feeling in the world. Being on Alligator Alley, 50 miles to next exit, and you're already feeling the worst. Oh, brutal.
Texter writes in, is Pat Riley in the bathroom? No, he was at a charity fund. They were feeding people in the community. They were doing their Thanksgiving event. Which was cool.
No. I know. Hey.
You read that text, you know what you're getting hit with. So watch yourself.
Can I please read it with no ramifications?
No. No, you're absolutely going to have ramifications. What are you talking about?
Plus one, Texter.
No.
Minus one.
Wait. Oh, no. If that's it, I'm saying it. I'm saying it. Texter chimes in. UD is a bench captain.
Minus one.
Go to hell. Both of you. So yesterday the Heat were at they were doing their Thanksgiving celebration at the Miami Rescue Mission. Really cool. You know, the guys feeding people. They gave out 600 turkeys, 450 hot meals, 1,000 slices of pizza and 1,000 hot dogs. And Jimmy Butler adds to that. He says on Twitter, culture. Culture. So, very cool. Apparently, I think Myers Leonard was smashing kids at Connect Four, too, which is just...
Listen.
He's just dominating kids at board games and then just rubbing in their faces.
Listen.
Right.
Because that's what you do when you have a giant voice.
Ooh. Listen. Texan makes a valid point.
What?
I would love to see Pat Riley and Mark Richt have a conversation.
Oh, I mean, they would.
we need like a symposium to make this happen.
Could you imagine? Oh my goodness!
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
I think we could have a sample of this back and forth conversation.
Somebody said we let Riley say whatever. We don't let him. He just does.
What are you talking about? That is a beauty. Okay. It's always disappointing. You've got to get a rearview mirror, and that which has happened is in the rearview mirror. It's been transferred to the front mirror, and you use the side mirrors to sort of adjust. Is that enough of a metaphor for you?
No.
It is.
Here's a sample of a Pat Riley, Mark Richt back and forth conversation.
There's no obstacles. Well, there are tons of them, but there are none.
It's just like that, the butterfly when it's a caterpillar and it's coming out of the cocoon. It's got to fight its way out.
It's wisdom. You can't buy that wisdom. You can't buy that wisdom.
How many people would just be sitting in the stands going?
No, not me. Not me. Beautiful.
No, you'd be like, preach.
What do you think he does if he tells Philly Cheese the mirror metaphor? What do you think is the response on that?
Philly Cheese.
That. I just have a feeling where he don't really understand where you're coming from. He just spit out a Philly cheese.
We'll get you your headlines, including Leroy's favorite NBA player making his return last night. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.